Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Kurzweigens, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We turn to chapter 33 with verses 11 and 12. In the fullness of his knowledge, the Lord distinguished them, and he designated their different ways. Some he blessed and exalted, and some he sanctified and drew to himself. Others he cursed and brought low, and expelled them from their place. God's blessings and exaltation of mankind are evident in his grace and mercy towards those who surrender to his will. Those who live according to his commandments and seek his guidance are sanctified by his love and favor. They are lifted up and blessed in countless ways, experience his provision, protection, and peace in their lives. On the other hand, those who choose to disobey God and turn away from his salvation are cursed and brought low. Their hearts are hardened, and they reject the grace and forgiveness that God offers them. As a result, they experience the consequences of their disobedience, facing struggles, pain, and separation from God. God's desire is for all people to experience his blessings and exaltation, but he also gives them the freedom to choose their own path. Those who choose to surrender to his will and accept his salvation are transformed by his grace, becoming vessels of his love and light in the world. In contrast, those who reject God's offer of salvation and continue in their disobedience find themselves in a state of spiritual darkness and despair. They are separated from God's presence and miss out on the abundant life that he offers to choose who trust in him. Ultimately, God's blessings and curses are a reflection of his love and justice. He desires for all people to experience his grace and favor, but he also honors their choices and holds them accountable for their actions. Those who surrender to his will are lifted up and sanctified, while those who disobey are brought low and face the consequences of their rebellion. In the end, it is up to each individual to choose whether they will accept God's blessings and exaltation through surrendering to his will or face the consequences of their disobedience. God's desire is for all people to experience his grace and salvation, but it is ultimately your choice to accept or reject his offer. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Kurzweigens, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 33, verses 11 and 12. Today, as we turn to chapter 33, we've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Lord's Knowledge, Our Fullness. Blessed be the man who walks in God's ways, exalted and sanctified by his grace, humble in surrender to his wonderful days, his life a testament of his love we must embrace. In his heart the light of God shines bright, guiding him through darkness and night. His steps are ordered by the Lord, his faith unwavering, his soul restored. But woe to those who turn away from God's commandments, led astray, cursed and brought low by their own pride, their hearts hardened, their souls denied. They reject the salvation offered to all, choosing instead to heed the serpent's call. Their path is dark, their end is grim, separated from God, their chances slim. So let us heed the lesson clear, choose God's way, have no fear, for in His grace we find our rest, sanctified and exalted, forever blessed. Amen. I'm Thomas Shuckers Williams. It's April 13, 2024. I'm recording this morning at 4:03 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up with the angels today. It's my sister's 65th birthday today. Happy birthday, Teresa, and your birthday wishes today. And my brother, his name is Chris, and his birthday is in November 16th. Yes, he'll be 61 this year. He just turned 60. We're a year apart. And really good relationship with siblings. They're good people. They have good thoughts in their heart and love the Lord. As we close today at 7-Eleven, in Jesus' sweet name, to my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He is the only way to heaven. Amen.